Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't mean to come all Jim Carrey on you, but good morning, good afternoon, and in case I don't see you again, good night, hello socios. It's good to be back. It's funny how quickly a week flies by. You write a column, you try to find something that's either a little bit off-centre, or if you're going on main diary, what's happening in La Liga, I look for either depth or a new take, and I'm not a big fan of doing the same club twice in a row. I know that Madrid and Barcelona tend to dominate people's attention spans outside Spain, within Spain too, to a certain extent. But I don't intend to be stopping my thought process at the big two every week, nor indeed to write week on week about a single club if I can avoid it. However, despite Madrid being reigning European and Spanish champions, despite them playing competitively in Finland next week, I'll be there in Helsinki at the Olympic Stadium covering their match against the Europa League winners, Eintracht Frankfurt. It still occurs to me that what's happening at Football Club Barcelona right now is pretty close to unprecedented. I've never been this near to a big club which is 1.3 billion in debt, yet has taken in something upwards of 800 million euros since spring, is now spending it like Viv Nicholson. Look it up. If you don't remember Viv Nicholson, look her up. And therefore, given that I know Koundé a little bit, I decided to focus on him this week. I think there are good reasons. I hope they become clear. But once I'd made my mind up that Jules Koundé, he's a guy I've met a couple of times. I like very much indeed the way he speaks, the way he thinks, the pieces I've been able to see of his character, either in person or on the pitch. And it's exciting that he didn't leave Spain. He's not a young Spaniard. That's slightly different. But it does worry me about the brain drain that's been increasing in rate over recent seasons, partly because some clubs are in Europe, but most specifically in the Premier League, have been quick to say, we've got more money, or we want you now. Your development will be better. Your profile will be better. You'll be more likely to play for your national team if you come to us. It's a good and clever message by the Premier League, but it's vital for La Liga and the other three top brands, as they're called, Italy, Germany, France, to be able to find ways to resist that for longer, completely resist it in some instances. And although Koundé is French, from a family that originated in Paris but moved to near Bordeaux, although he's French, it would have been a massive loss of skill, character, personality to lose this young player who'll be tilting at the World Cup with France later this calendar year, who won the Nations League last winter in San Siro. So, having decided to write about him, my resolve was increased by some of the remarkable might be too strong, but some of the impactful words that were used at Koundé's press conference ceremony at Barca's training ground on Monday. And this is what I wrote for ESPN FC. Please go to their website to follow your European sport with them. They're full of talented writers, and this is what I wrote. As is often true during the ceremony, when a club unveils its new signing, the most interesting thing said when Barcelona paraded Jules Koundé at their training ground on Monday wasn't by the player. Instead, it was about him. It came when Mateo Alemán, Barcelona's get-it-done football director, who ensures that the club's dealings are now robust, intelligent and strategic, insisted on going back to the question as to why the 23-year-old Frenchman wasn't already a Chelsea player. Alemán emphasised that he'd several times told Koundé via his agent, Jonathan Kebbe, if you want things sorted out quickly, then take one of those other big offers you've got, but stop calling me because I've got no news. Barca's DOF was emphasising how brutally complicated it has been for the club to negotiate the several hundred million euros worth of economic levers with Sixth Street and Socios.com, selling TV rights and marketing rights and film production rights, which have left the club liquid and hungry to spend. Alemán looked out into the massed ranks of media to find the agent, Kedi, who was seated there with some of Koundé's family, and asked, "What was it, Jonathan? Did you phone me every single day or only every 2 days for the last 2 months?" This was a man making crystal clear that their new player had chosen Barcelona as his destination over 2 months ago. And during weeks of the Camp Nou club being completely unable to give him any hope or encouragement, and that the player had stubbornly held Chelsea off and simply patiently waited. Already an international for Les Bleus, Koundé, in normal circumstances, should by now be a pillar of the Stamford Bridge Blues rebuilding following Roman Abramovich's departure. Yet, he wanted to play in La Liga. He wanted to join Barcelona. And above all, he wanted to play for Xavi. In Koundé, the Catalan coach has grabbed a seriously talented 23-year-old who knows La Liga inside out, fits his new club's playing philosophy perfectly, can perform in a few different positions depending on formation, who has broken the trend of young, excellent footballers feeling unable to resist the top, even middle echelons of the Premier League, and whose agent has only just completed a fabulous deal to take Aurélien Tchouaméni to Real Madrid. So, it's a win for the club and the coach, but also for La Liga. No asset stripping by another Premier League predator, this time at least.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've met and interviewed Koundé a few times. Let me tell you, this is quite the character that Barcelona have added to their ranks. For example, it might not be a worldwide expression, but in the United Kingdom we grew up with hard men footballers being described with the phrase, he'd slide tackle his granny if it helped his team win. So, step forward Jules Koundé, well, nearly. He's previously admitted to Onze Mundial in his native France. My mum had to put up with a lot when I went through a difficult phase as a kid. My local team was a bit of a disaster. We lost a lot, and I couldn't tolerate that. It drove me crazy, and after a bad game, I'd be a nightmare at home. I'd be in a foul mood all weekend, atrocious behaviour. I got into such a rage that I ended up kicking my poor mum. Eventually, she sought professional advice, and the doctor told her, do it back to him. If he kicks you, kick him back. He'll soon calm down. That period didn't last long, but it wasn't great at the time. Koundé today is far from a hothead. Take note that as a fast, aggressive, see the ball, win the ball type of player, he's been booked a mere 26 times in 227 club and international matches. Few lunges, almost zero dissent, and misjudgments are rare. That's a properly remarkable stat. Nevertheless, Barcelona fans will recall that one of Koundé's two red cards in Spain was for chucking the ball at Jordi Alba during a heated and very physical 1-1 draw in Sevilla, when the Catalan elbow and shoulder barged him twice in short succession. It's a score which should now be quickly sorted. Alba loves a gritty competitor, just so long as they're wearing the same colour shirt as him. Koundé's other red? It came when Espanyol's Javi Puado manhandled and tugged him back four times over 15 metres, and Koundé simply tried to push him off. It was a terribly soft expulsion. But on each occasion, there was a little remnant of the kid who used to kick his mum's shins. The defender finally decided that enough was enough at Sevilla back in April, when Los Rojiblancos, 2-0 up at the break against eventual champions Madrid, collapsed to an ultra-dramatic defeat in added time. Koundé, post-match, hammered his team for having tossed a good first half in the bin and criticised Sevilla's second half lack of character and personality. Harsh words, even if accurate, but career-changing. It was time to go. We're talking about a guy who's normally serene, fun, curious about life, multilingual, and absolutely obsessed with music, partly thanks to the dad that he barely knew, having been a talented drummer. He says, "My mum bought me a little drum kit that, how do I put it, was more of a toy. I remember spending so much time on it, it drove my mum slightly crazy because it was really noisy and I was constantly playing it. I think that this year or next, I'll start taking piano lessons because my mum played the piano and it's a classy instrument." Don't be fooled by the cultural side of Koundé, though. He's tough, especially if he detects below-par standards or attitudes. It's a trait which was dinned into him. He's previously explained, "Joining Bordeaux, his first senior club, was tough at first. Me being shy and withdrawn did not help. My coach, Jean-Luc Dogon, worked really hard to get me to open up and to bring more aggression to my game. I'm really grateful to him." Sequentially, various coaches at Bordeaux forged the guy Barcelona have just bought. Koundé relates, "Jocelyn Gourvennec was a hard man. I might miss one pass, while a teammate could miss two or three, but Gourvennec would come down on me like a ton of bricks and let the other guy off. It felt very unfair at the time, but it definitely left me with a strong work ethic plus a determination never to take my foot off the gas. I remember, socios, that I was working on La Liga television with Chelsea, Uruguay and Real Zaragoza legend Gustavo Poyet, who was an ex-Bordeaux coach too, the same day that Sevilla signed Koundé. Off camera, Gus immediately told me, he's a fantastic kid. He just loves to go for adventures at the pitch. But so long as he continues with his attitude and his willingness to defend as well as attack, he'll become a fabulous player." Mr. Poyet was right. Well done, Gus. Koundé's memory is, "Gustavo really believed in me and gave me huge confidence in my own abilities. He wanted us to love everything about football, to take risks, to play creatively and enjoy being part of a group. Maybe he was the best coach I ever had." What's next for Koundé is a period of experimentation and, let's face it, survival of the fittest. I'll explain. Over their last few matches, he hasn't been an automatic choice for Didier Deschamps' world champion and Nation League winning France. Not when Les Bleus play four at the back. However, last year, playing 90 minutes in the semi-final win over Belgium and 90 minutes in the final victory over Spain in a three-man back line, Koundé was first choice. Xavi at Barcelona theoretically now has to perm between Gerard Piqué, Eric Garcia, Ronald Araujo, Andreas Christensen, potentially Frankie de Jong, and Koundé for who starts at centre-back. A battle royale just to get a starting place. Will it be four at the back, so only two central defenders? Or is Xavi planning a 3-4-3 where Koundé looks like the perfect wing-back centre-half amalgam demanded by that formation? Once again, this kid's route to success, at Camp Nou at least, will depend almost as much on the hard yards he gained in France as his 2 years at Sevilla. He says, "Breaking through at Bordeaux, I was used as a right back when I'd previously always played as a central defender. At first, I was a total disaster. I remember tortuous training sessions, practicing crosses to the forwards, with me sending the ball all over the place. I'd end up crossing it behind them or making it too low or too high. It was catastrophic. I used to go home utterly miserable." And listener, take note. Koundé's only given 4 assists across his entire club career, despite scoring 13 times. The last time Barcelona signed a 20-something, music-loving, exuberantly talented right-sided defender from Sevilla and left Chelsea without a guy they thought they'd had in their pocket, it was Dani Alves, 16 years ago. A lot to live up to, but something for Koundé to aim at. I'll tell you again, quite a character, this kid.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.